In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The life of a Christian is a life of repentance, turning away from sin and toward God in faith. The first part of repentance was contrition, that is, sorrow over sin. The second part was faith that trusts in the promise of God. Today we meditate on the fruits of repentance, or the fruits of faith, that is, good works. Good works are entirely and completely excluded from the topic of salvation. We are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. Our works cannot salvation gain, they merit only endless pain, we sing in our hymns. Salvation is won solely by Christ and by Him alone, and given freely to us regardless of our merits. It's a free gift from God. So in this salvation, we are purely passive, receiving only the things that God gives. But that does not mean God doesn't care about our works. He wants us to abound in them. In fact, He has set us free so that we may abound in our good works. Now understand, you are not free from the law, for you would never be free from the Word of God, but you are free from the curse of the law. You are free from the coercion, the threats, and the punishments of the law. That is true freedom. No one can bind your conscience to any word other than the word of grace, for that word alone has set you free and made you kings and lords of all things. That is the freedom God has given to you. And where we find that saving faith that clings on to Christ, there we also find fruits of faith. It's natural, even as it is natural for a good tree to produce good fruit. These fruits of faith are just that. They are signs of the faith that live inside of each and every one of us. This is your daily sacrifice to God, in your body and in your mind, as you live in service to God. This is your daily worship of God. So first and foremost, you worship God not in here, but out there, as you live to His service and to His glory. But I fear that we always leave out Christ from the topic of good works. As far as our salvation is concerned, we are focused solely on Him. We turn away from ourselves and toward Christ. God be praised. May we never turn back. But I fear that whenever we start talking about our fruits of faith, whenever we talk about sanctified living, then we turn away from Christ and back toward ourselves. After all, I'm the one who has to do these works. I'm the one who needs to get it right. I'm the one who needs to be more patient and humble and gentle and kind and loving. But perhaps the reason we have such a hard time doing these things, perhaps the reason that we can't control our emotions as well as we wish we could, is because we try to do these things apart from Christ and by ourselves. I've described repentance as turning away from ourselves and toward Christ, and that is true not simply of salvation, but also of our daily life, of this godly life that we are to live. We turn away from ourselves, away from our works, away from our abilities, even away from our own desires, and we turn toward Christ. Fruits of faith are works that Christ does in and through us. For how could we ever live like Christ if Christ does not live through us? Christ has made it pretty clear what the sinful heart is like. And if Christ were not with us, this is all that we would have. He says, out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, and slander. So God cannot simply give us a boost in the right direction or steer us back on course. And He certainly doesn't forgive us only to give us a second chance. No, it is Christ who lives in us. It is Christ who lives through us, as St. Paul also says. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Day by day, then, we die to ourselves and we live with Him. So if you want to be more patient and kind and gentle and compassionate and forgiving and loving and humble, then receive Christ. He forgives each and every sin. We must never forget that. but he also will move our feet, direct our hands, and open our lips to show love to one another. We turn away from ourselves and we turn toward Christ. And now we are free. We are not free to live as however we want. That is not freedom. That is actually bondage. But we are free to live in accord with the will of God. The crowds came to John asking a simple question, "What shall we do?" We ask the same. St. John the Baptist could just be summarized by using St. John the Evangelist's words, "Love one another." Love is a fulfillment of all the law of God. Love is a perfect summary of that law. The fruits of repentance, then, are what these Ten Commandments teach us: prayer, thanksgiving, confessing the gospel, teaching the gospel, submitting and obeying to governments and parents and the like. So do not demean others because they have less than you. Do not hold others to a higher esteem simply because they have more than you. Carry out your vocations faithfully wherever God has placed you, in whatever area you are currently living. For through that, God is praised. Love one another, for love covers a multitude of sins. Love those above you, love those beneath you, love those around you. For love is the perfect summary of God's law. It ends every strife, turns arguments into profitable discussions, and pain into healing. Love places us in service to others, not doing whatever they want, but doing whatever is best for them. It is Christ who lives in us and through us to this perfect love, but we also cooperate with Christ in this. As far as justification is concerned, as far as how we are saved, we are purely passive. We do absolutely nothing. But when we talk about our fruits of repentance, then we are active. We are active and cooperating with Christ. We are not merely bystanders watching Christ do everything. But God has given to us a new heart that loves the law of God and seeks to carry out his commandments. We seek to hear the word of God. We strive to show that love to those around us. And we do get upset when we fail. We turn back toward Christ yet again. These are not works of the law, mind you. For works of the law are things that are done because a reward or a threat is there. So many people in the world have works of the law. Many people outwardly look like good moral people, but it is not a fruit of faith. Fruits of faith are done solely out of love for Christ. It flows from us. Fruits of faith are things done spontaneously, freely, and joyfully, as if you knew no command from God, no promise, or no threat. So live in God's law not because you have to, or because hell's there if you somehow fail, but live in God's law because through this God is praised and your neighbor is served. But often we spend so much time on ourselves, especially around Christmas time. We spend so much time on ourselves and on our needs. We make our little lists of things that we want that we forget what other people need. We forget those simple, somewhat mundane and everyday things that people need. Just conversation, if nothing else. So faith doesn't look inward toward itself, but faith is constantly looking outward toward Christ and toward one another. Understand, we do cooperate with Christ in this, but we do it in very great weakness. And we will continue to lament with St. Paul all the days of our life, "The good I want to do, I cannot do. For the sinful flesh still burdens us and hinders us every step of the way." But do not fear, for Christ has set you free from your sins. Christ has set you free from the curse. Christ has set you free from punishment. He has set you free from hell. Christ has set you free even from your sinful flesh. So do not try to torment your mind to try to fix every single last sin that you've done. Or to simply say it this way: turn away from yourself and turn toward Christ in faith. He's the one who saves you, and he's the one who lives through you to love one another. Yes, we trust in him for that as well. And so here we have the life of a Christian, a life of repentance, daily dying to self and living for Christ, daily turning away from ourselves, our abilities, our desires, and living and turning toward Christ. May God grant to each of us, each and every day, a repentant faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.